This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Governor Polis says new tariffs will deal a major blow to Colorado's economy. A new report from government economists predicts that tariffs will raise costs for both businesses and consumers. They could also lead to a recession. The report says some of Colorado's most important industries will be affected, like agriculture, energy, and craft brewing. It also found the tariffs will likely increase health care costs, public school funding needs, and make it harder to build housing because of higher construction costs. Polis says he plans to send the report to each member of Colorado's congressional delegation and to the White House. The head of Colorado Cattlemen Association says tariffs have been a double-edged sword for ranchers. This organization advocates for beef production in the state.
I'm going to call it from the standpoint of beef sales. I'm going to say at this point it's probably a wash. We may gain a little bit, but we're going to lose some.
Kurt Russell says on one hand, tariffs have opened up beef trade with new markets like Australia and possibly Europe. On the other hand, they've made it harder to export to places like China. A new study shows how farmers can help better manage water supply in the West. Kate Abredo reports for the Rocky Mountain West News Bureau.
California's land repurposing program helps farmers shift irrigated land into new uses, like wildlife habitat, groundwater recharge areas, or even solar farms. The idea is to save water while strengthening rural communities. This offers a more sustainable path than simply leaving fields unplanted, says Gopal Penny, a researcher with the Environmental Defense Fund.
When farmland is pulled out of production, if it's left barren and idle, that can contribute to dust storms. It can contribute to a proliferation of weeds and pests.
He says the Mountain West, where drought is straining rivers and aquifers, could adapt California's model by involving farmers, tribes, and local residents in decisions, and by turning land into projects that give back in more than one way. He says states that do that are likely to be better prepared for future water shortages.
Caleb Brader reporting. This is CPR News.